tacky team.
There was a guy that Matt Stell appointed to the tacky, all tacky second team. He is a he's the voice of the Mankato,
right?
Or St. Cloud, whoever's coming to play against. This would have been better if I'd have prepared for it. Coming to play Henderson State this weekend, and he was doing this sort of, we're going down to play St. Cloud State. Going down to play Henderson this weekend.
Exactly.
Making
because,
fun
of course,
us.
St. Cloud State is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, correct?
Precisely.
St. Cloud State is...
It's in Minnesota somewhere.
St. Cloud State is the Hendrix of Upper Minnesota.
Get out of here.
It is, yes, it is the epicenter of culture,
learned scholars, rich mahogany appointments.
You've never heard of a St. Cloud scholar, Bill?
St. Cloud State.
No. St. Cloud U is actually a just a beautiful place. St. Cloud State,
not so much.
It's like Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So in other words, the man was being condescending
correct.
To what he believed to be the stereotype of a hillbilly type.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, sell condescending somewhere else because we're all stocked up here.
St. Cloud
That's right.
State. Like I said, it's not as though he and Bill Buckley there are going out on this yacht to discuss the grand issues of the day while sipping a fine port.
Right.
That's right. Port's made it, had a strong day. In
two times. All tacky team, of course. First team goes to that idiot chick over Halloween who dressed up as a Boston bombing victim. Worst Halloween costume ever.
That ain't it, girl.
No. Nope.
Was she hot?
She was not ugly.
Okay.
Bill, focus.
I can overlook it.
I'm gonna have
pair to running shorts.
I'm gonna have to add Jameis Winston to the.
I just disowned.
Well, he's at least honorable mention all tacky. I'm sorry,
isn't that a case of they said she said?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're really talking about here?
Oh, okay, look, we're talking about a sex crime, so let's be careful here. The other thing is, it is the newest news is that his attorney is raising a lot of questions, and I think appropriately so. First of all. When an investigation goes on, every time I've ever asked a police officer who's investigating a crime, what's the story? They say, it's an ongoing investigation. We can't comment on the story. Unless they've taken someone in custody, they will tell you that. But generally speaking, they would say, it's an ongoing investigation. Well, somebody over there is blabbing to anybody and everybody that'll listen. I will give Tim Jansen this. Tim Jansen is the attorney for Jameis Winston. Is that he finally said what needed to be said about a week ago. Yeah. They can have all the DNA evidence they want. We're not denying the fact that they hooked up.
Yes.
Because my client and the information has been running, inferring that there's something improper or something has happened that has turned this case, we are entirely satisfied with the investigation. We are not surprised with the results of the DNA. We voluntarily submitted to a DNA. The only thing we're surprised is that it was leaked out by law enforcement. The problem with leaking information is, one, it's improper, it's illegal, and it doesn't give the citizens the impact it should have is that a fair resolution is being done, especially when you leak only bits and pieces of the evidence in the case.
He says, and I will agree with this, it should not have been leaked out. And normally, I don't think that's very common. I don't normally see that kind of thing happen unless there's a charge involved with it. The victim's attorney is speaking, not necessarily on camera. And this is from an ESPN report I saw this morning. She said that because there was an accusation that they asked to drop the charges. We don't want to prosecute. She says that's not the case. They simply there was a period of time where they were not around to cooperate because the girl was getting counseling. They felt like they had been blown off by the investigator. And the attorney said, for the victim, alleged victim, I called and said, when are you going to get the DNA from him? And they said, we're not. She said, because we wanted to know when that time frame was going to happen so I could alert my client. She said the guy told her, we're not going to get it because we don't want to alert him to the investigation, which, again, I don't know what's true, what's not. It doesn't make a lot of sense. The bottom line is they didn't do it for an extended period of time until very recently. And she said it got to the point where she was calling, and then he just quit returning her calls, period. This is the investigator that's under some scrutiny as well.
Yeah.
The attorney also says one more thing, just to clear this all up. The attorney for Jameis Winston says, the guy that was just talking, he will be exonerated because there were two other people in the room watching the act take place. Yeah. So that's where the tacky part comes in. Whether or not it's okay, common or not, doesn't matter. Some people might think it's a little tacky.
The exact same thing, accusations and an audience of the accusations, happened to Case McCoy.
Was there a story? I never read the story. Do you have it pulled up?
Yeah, he was suspended for the Alamo Bowl over it, him and that linebacker.
Nobody
Chase
watches
McCoy.
The Alamo Bowl, so nobody knew.
A real punishment would have been actually having play in the Alamo Bowl. That would have been, there's your, yeah.
So,
there's
but his exoneration was two other guys watched it and said it was all good?
Yeah, they corroborated. So, and I, you know, again, not to make light of the situation at all. I'm just saying that this is not an unprecedented thing. So if we're going to put Jameis Winston up there, we need to put Case McCoy up there.
And there are a number of issues kind of taking off from the report that you read. Sometimes it is a technique in law enforcement. When you have a case where it's very difficult, yes, both parties admit to being here at this time, then you get into this almost unprovable area of what happened mm-hmm. unless there's hard physical evidence or an eyewitness or you get the alleged perpetrator then commenting on it. And I think to some degree there, so that's a technique to not appear to have an investigation to determine if he brags about it, talks about it, that kind of thing.
This could have been settled out a long time ago.
So it's not necessary. I feel for the investigator there a little bit about that. And then, you know, so
I understand where you're coming from, yeah. too. There was also there are rumors or suggestions that maybe now that he's famous, she's trying to get on the gravy train of notoriety.
Here's some.
They said that's not the case. Again, it was slowed because of the investigator being uncooperative. Here's what is tacky. I think we can all agree. If you're Jameis Winston and you're being, for the most part, withheld from the media, and I'm sure they were very strongly instructed not to bring up anything related to the case because it's an ongoing investigation.
Right.
Everybody else can talk about it. But here is his only comment that I saw posted anywhere from this week. This is the only thing he has said publicly all week. And if you don't think this is tacky, I just can't agree with you.
The Heisman, that's such a great honor for me to even be mentioned in that. Of course, I don't want to lose any voters or anything like that. I mean, it's very important to me that happened.
Yes, this whole suggestion of sexual assault sucks, but really just because I really don't want to lose any Heisman votes, that would be unfortunate.
Yeah, but if he feels like, you know, he didn't do anything wrong.
You still shouldn't say it, I don't think. I agree with you.
The question that they had to ask right before that had to be something like, how do you expect this investigation to, affect your Heisman candidacy?
There's a contextual issue there that you say, if you're forced into a corner, and frankly, I see your point, don't say it.
Right.
He's 19.
But he was honest. I think everybody thinks that. It's commentary by ESPN and all these other so-called professionals.
Well, quit looking at me. It's not my fault. I'm just reporting what they report. I'm reporting on the report.
It's a horrible situation.
It's bad,
I do feel, you know.
It's a bad situation. It was poorly handled from the start. 11:58.